from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, money and politics. Here comes Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist. And here comes Steve Moore, FreedomWorks and Committee to Unleash Prosperity Hotline and WABC radio host. More money. So happy New Year, kids. Here we are, working New Year's weekend. I want to do your underrated, overrated. I didn't even have a chance. You only gave me 5 hours. I didn't even get it done. But whatever. I have some disagreements.
Well, Larry, so Larry, let's hear your choices then.
Well, I will tell you, I believe in terms of the underrated,
yep.
All right, Coolidge is underrated. Trump is underrated. Reagan, yep. I mean, Reagan is rated so highly.
I know.
Now, it wasn't always that way.
Well, that's right. True, but here we are. But there's two names that you missed, underrated.
Okay.
George Washington. George Washington invented the country. Come on. And the second one is Abe Lincoln, who saved the country. I mean, where are their names on here? I couldn't find them.
I think you're making a good point. By the way, just by way of background, we did this poll of about 150 kind of conservative thought leaders of who's the most overrated and underrated, person in history in terms of the U.S. And we did this, by the way, Larry, just by way of background, because if you look at the historians who do these polls every three or 4 years, I mean, they always rank FDR and Woodrow Wilson, and anyone who expanded the size of government is always rated very highly by historians. And so we asked conservatives, and by the way, you nailed it. The three that were rated the most underrated were Reagan, Coolidge, and Trump. Now, there were a number of people who did put Lincoln and Washington on the list. I think the reason that more people didn't is because everybody knows that George Washington, the father of our country, is the greatest American. And so I think that's but you're saying you think he's underrated.
I do. Yeah. I don't think near enough attention is paid to all the remarkable things that George Washington did, for the first time. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the amazing thing. He just did this stuff, and it was pretty heavy duty. The other one is Abe Lincoln. I mean, some conservatives felt Lincoln exercised too much government power during the Civil War, but I have to tell you, I don't care. The guy had to hold the country together. The country wasn't that old. I mean, the country was, 75 years old at that point? You could have ended, you could have dissolved the country. And also, freeing the slaves, Nikki Haley notwithstanding, freeing the slaves was a very important thing. I mean, a very, very, now it may have taken another 100 years, and we maybe haven't finished the task, although I don't buy all this racism stuff, obviously. But the point is, Lincoln was a great president. He was a great, great president. I mean, we needed a Lincoln. We just did. So anyway, that's my opening. Now, Liz, I want you to chime in, then we can go some back and forth.
Well, I particularly like the idea that everyone agreed. I assume it was nearly universal that Barack Obama is the most overrated president in history.
Yeah. I mean, almost everybody said Barack Obama.
Yeah, I must say, when you really think about what was, my husband and I actually weirdly over dinner were talking about this last night. What did he achieve? Well, Obamacare. I mean, that now is, something that is living amongst us. And unfortunately, I don't think it's a great success, since we still have tens of millions of people who are not covered by medical insurance, and because it drove insurance rates through the roof, et cetera, et cetera, delivered
exactly
a very
healthcare more affordable.
I was going to say it really delivered a terrible product, but nonetheless, I guess you could say that was an accomplishment. But the guy got a Nobel Peace Prize, remember? Before he had blinked in office.
Yeah.
So I must say, I find the whole legacy of Barack Obama extremely sort of unsettling, because it really reminds me of how dominant and domineering the liberal media is. And I honestly, I don't know how you get around that, but that's who writes history these days.
Well, you know, can I just add something to that? Because I think Obama is an interesting character. And the tragedy of Barack Obama's presidency, in my opinion, is, you know, it was a great moment. We had our first black president.
Yeah.
I think all Americans were so excited about that. And Larry, he could have really, you know, brought the country together, you know, and put sort of the racism behind. But what did he really do for black America? He didn't,
Nothing.
He didn't support school choice. You know, he played the victimhood.
Sub-mediocre economy. He didn't help their living standards at all.
Oh, mediocre at best. Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to ask you, this is maybe a technical issue. How can Joe Biden be overrated? You've got him on the overrated list. He's fifth. I mean, and then John F. Kennedy, by the way, who cut taxes, as we've often observed, John F. Kennedy was a much better president than this poll suggests.
Now, tragically, agree with you. I'm a JFK fan, and I was surprised that, you know, we had a number of people who rated him as overrated. You know, the thing about Kennedy, I mean, you and I have talked about this before, Larry, he reminds me so much of Reagan, you know, in the sense that they both had great senses of humor, the way they dealt with the media. Mm-hmm. And look, the guy was, he served our country. Mm-hmm. He was a cold warrior. Mm-hmm. He was a free trader. He took on the unions. Now, I don't agree with everything they did. I think,
he wasn't exactly a great By the way, he was pro-life.
He was pro-life.
He was pro-life. By the way, went to mass most Sundays.
John F. Kennedy would be a Republican today.
Yes. One other nit to pick, Franklin Roosevelt. Now, I know conservatives don't like Roosevelt because of his economic policies. I get that. On the other hand, he did pilot us through World War II.
He did.
And I think he's got to get some better credit than that. I don't like his, you know, Keynesian, although his Keynesian policies were pretty mild by today's standards. But putting that aside, he was a taxer, he was an overregulator. But he did get us, you know, he waited, then he pulled the trigger on the war, and he appointed very good generals, and you got to say they ran a good war.
But it's important, Larry. I mean, it's important for posterity, for people to understand that the New Deal was a disaster. It did not end the depression. It elongated the recession. And, you know, you had higher taxes and more government spending, and all of that actually made what could have been just a, you know, 1 or 2 year financial crisis turned into a 10-year depression.
Mm. Yeah, and by the way, he invented along the way large government involvement in all kinds of things that they shouldn't be involved in. So I think more than anybody, FDR really bent the arc of free enterprise and a competitive capitalist system in a very unhealthy way, and we're still living with that. And may I add one more thing? That when you talk about JFK bucking the unions, the tragedy of Obama is that he knew what should be done. He's smart enough to know, for example, on education, that school choice. Remember, he put in Arne Duncan as Secretary of Education. Arne Duncan had really furthered the cause of school reform in Chicago. That was a brave thing to do. But then the minute the teachers' unions hinted they might not support him in 2012 re-election, he caved. Yep. And I honestly, that is his legacy to me. Not standing up for what is right and what he knew should be done.
I have another nit to pick. Ranking of underrated political figures. Jesus only got 2.
Wow.
Coolidge got 29. Trump got 22. Jesus got 2. I would move Jesus up. I mean, just on general grounds.
I'm going to put you down as a Jesus guy for this. I wanted to mention one other president, if I could, because this is a fascinating conversation. I mean, I happen to think that the worst president in American history was Woodrow Wilson. I mean, Wilson was the one who got us into World War One, and I don't believe we should have been in World War One. His policies he gave us, I don't know, Liz, you're right that, you know, FDR certainly expanded government, but it was the progressive era that created the whole regulatory state. He's the one who gave us the income tax. Remember, it passed when he was president. And I think he's wholly. And by the way, he was a screaming racist.
Yes, he was. Yeah. By the way, I have another one, Ulysses S. Grant. Ulysses S. Grant. Not only did Ulysses S. Grant do his darndest to implement the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments of the Constitution through Reconstruction, he also put the dollar, relinked the dollar to gold,
and
brought the lawsuits that ended the Civil War income tax. So he was a tax cutter, and he was sound money. I give U.S. Grant a little more.
I agree with you. I think he was a great president, and he was a great general.
I thought, Steve, you'd give Grover Cleveland more. He was a spending cutter and a free trader.
Yeah. And you know what Grover Cleveland did? He vetoed 1,000 bills.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I like that, man.
Although
he
I
was
got
a Democrat.
To tell you.
Did you know that, Larry? Grover Cleveland was a Democrat.
Oh, yes. I knew he was a Democrat. He had an illegitimate kid. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Just saying. Pope John Paul II, I might move him up the ranks, too. Although
yeah,
I'd,
he
still
was fantastic.
Keep him, I'd still keep him underneath underneath Jesus. I see William McKinley, too. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, it's always interesting. How about over and under for the current political situation? Liz Peek?
Well,
24.
You mean who's overrated and who's underrated?
It's time to forecast, yeah.
Well, I think, I mean, in terms of not getting away from presidents, I think you could say Kevin McCarthy was underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm feeling nostalgic for Kevin McCarthy at this point. I like Mike Johnson. I think he's actually doing a pretty good job keeping his head above water. But yikes, what a difficult row to hoe. Nancy Pelosi, where do we put her? Pretty powerful.
Oh, sorry to interrupt,
right?
But, you know, what's interesting about Pelosi is that, you know, she was, given what she wanted to do, she was an extremely effective.
Yeah.
She really was.
I mean, so.
I agree, Steve. People, and I think when you look at Hakeem Jeffries, and all of his completely idiotic utterances and just sort of relating all the party claptrap, he is so uninspiring and so diminished by comparison to Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the other one, by the way, that was an interesting modern person who was on that list was Rand Paul, Larry. Rand Paul got 4 or 5 votes. So
really? I didn't see any Rand.
I
didn't see the Rand Paul stuff.
Yeah, he was.
I like Rand Paul. I think he actually has taken on some very admirable causes, probably too big a word, but arguments in any case, and has really made his case very effectively, particularly on matters related to health. He is a doctor, after all, which people kind of ignore. But during COVID, I thought he was very forceful in bucking the whole censor establishment, protest against anything that was not approved by Dr. Fauci.
Here's one. I just discovered this. I'm leafing through the back pages of this. Che Guevara got 3 votes. Is overrated. Yeah, I'd say he was pretty overrated.
Yeah.
So 3 votes for communism. How about Bill Clinton, Steve Moore?
Oh, so, you know, Bill
he had
Clinton
a good second term.
Yeah, he was rated as one of the more underrated presidents. And I, by the way, I was one of the people who voted for him as underrated because, look, he gave us 4 balanced budgets. He cut the capital gains tax. He did the welfare reforms. You know, we could use a Democrat like that, Larry.
Yeah, we could. There aren't any left.
I mean, isn't it amazing? He did all that because he knew he had to pivot to win re-election. And this clown, Joe Biden, has no sense at all that he needs to pivot. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about the border, Larry, because I don't, I mean, everybody is going crazy over what's happening at the southern border. And Joe Biden, what does he do? He sends down the B team to talk to the president of Mexico, and they come back with exactly nothing. This is our Secretary of State and Homeland Security, and they can't get any concessions out of Obrador at all. It's pretty extraordinary.
You know, I lived through a period where we couldn't get any concessions out of Obrador until we did. And his name was Trump. And Trump just very calmly said, okay, fine. I'm going to jack up your tariffs on autos and manufacturing so much I'm going to bankrupt your country. And guess what? all of a sudden Obrador decided to play and guard the border or help us guard the border. I mean, there you go.
You know, if you wanted to do one of those cloud word things about Joe Biden, I think the word is weak. I think we are the weakness of this president and this administration has translated into two wars raging and one that could really and truly spiral out of control. A Congress that has little, almost no communication. He doesn't even talk to Congress about things that actually are important, like passing a budget or staving off a government shutdown. I mean, what is, honestly, I words fail me in discussing Joe Biden's overratedness because
How about a word cloud for Donald Trump?
Well, I think you'd have to say strong.
Yes.
Okay.
Tough and strong.
Yeah, tough is tough good. And I strong. Agree.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Steve Moore, you're off to catch your plane. Happy New Year. Liz, hang out with me for a couple more minutes, love.
You bet.
I'm Kudlow, Liz Peek, Steve Moore. Happy New Year, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Larry Kudlow. From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Happy New Year weekend, folks. We're still here talking money and politics with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist. Liz, last couple moments, we were talking at the very beginning of the show with Simone and Concha. If Biden's out, Donald Trump gave an interview to Breitbart, said that there's no way that Joe Biden's going to run. There's no way Kamala Harris is going to run. I didn't know if you had a list of people that would take their place if Biden decides not to do it.
Well, I actually wrote a column recently about how feeble the list is. I mean, I think that's one of the problems Democrats have. Gavin Newsom was supposed to be the great hope, you know, for the Democratic Party. And then he performed so badly head to head debating Ron DeSantis on Sean Hannity's Fox News show. I was stunned. I couldn't believe that he was so condescending and smug and sort of personally unappealing, but also that he had no facts to come with. And by the way, California's craziness just gets worse and worse. This latest thing where they're going to give free medical care to every illegal in the state, that is just an opening of the door wider. Don't they get it that all these enticements make things worse? He has a $68 billion budget deficit to deal with. Adding two or three more billions for that? How stupid can you be? All right, so Gretchen Whitmer seems to be quite a successful governor, quite popular in Michigan, and yet nobody's heard of her. So when they do, you know, these kind of supposed head-to-heads with Trump or somebody, 45% of Democrats say they really don't know enough about her to weigh in. So, I'm just wondering if it isn't Biden and Kamala Harris, and I think Democrats would be thrilled if that were not the case, where are they going to go?
You know, I was thinking if they had primaries, and I don't know that they will, it could all be done at the convention, replacing Biden and Harris. But if they had primaries, I thought that Elizabeth Warren would be a stronger candidate. She ran the last time in 2020. I mean, obviously, I don't agree with her socialist views, but she's very smart. And I just wonder whether she isn't a dark horse in all this.
She's very smart. She's almost the same age as Hillary Clinton, which puts her not too far behind Joe Biden. So
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
She is not a young. She has much more vitality, obviously, and forcefulness than Joe Biden. But she's not a spring chicken. So if you're looking for a handing off of the baton, You'll have to check. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. I don't think it's Elizabeth Warren. I mean, I do think the Democrats need to look to the next generation. That, I think, would be helpful. One of the big problems Joe Biden has right now is with young voters, and they're trying to sort of square that circle by saying, oh, you know, it's not Joe. I don't know what. I mean, honestly, I don't know how you get around that. It's a real problem for them. So I don't know. I mean,
Liz Peek, you do yeoman's work. You always do. Thank you very much for everything you've done in 23. I look forward to a great 24. To our listeners out there, thank you for staying with us. Happy New Year's weekend, everybody. Keep the faith. Keep optimism. This is the greatest country in the history of history. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back next weekend.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.